Hello, welcome to the BT360 podcast, What's Up in Business Travel, a weekly podcast where we update you on what's up this week in the world of business travel. This podcast is great for those who need to know what's happening, all in less than 15 minutes. My name is Ash. Let's get started. It is Monday, May 13th, and we've completed week 19 of 2024. Are you enjoying this podcast? Does this podcast help you stay in the know? Be sure to tell us by sending us a text message. You can now do that easily with the link that's available in our show notes. We'll definitely be happy to hear from you. Now, let's get to the headlines. The Senate has brought a $105 billion FAA reauthorization bill to the cusp of becoming a law by a count of 89-4. The legislation will help fund the FAA through 2028 and includes a wide range of measures geared towards aviation safety, air infrastructure, and consumers. With the Senate passage, the FAA bill moves back to the House for a final vote. The House will have until May 17th to pass the measure and send it to President Biden for signature. The Senate passed the reauthorization without inclusion of any of the dozens of amendments that had been proposed in the previous 10 days. Delta Airlines took top customer satisfaction honors in two service tiers, first business and premium economy, while Southwest retained its top rank for economy and basic economy tier. This is according to the J.D. Power 2024 North American Airline Satisfaction Survey. Delta traded places from last year's rankings with JetBlue for the first business tier, with the latter coming in the second half of this year. They were the only two airlines with scores above average for the category. For premium economy, which Delta also led in 2023, Alaska Airlines was second, followed by American Airlines. Following Southwest for economy and basic economy, Delta took second, as it did in 2023, and Allegiant moved from 6th place to 3rd place. The J.D. Power study is based on responses from almost 10,000 passengers who flew on a major North American airline in the past month. Starlink's ambitious Starlink satellite network is exceeding expectations at a blistering pace. A report that was released by Quilty Space forecasts that Starlink is on track to generate a staggering $6.6 billion in revenue for 2024, defying industry skepticism. SpaceX in 2019 launched 60 Starlink satellites on the company's Falcon 9 rocket. Fast forward to today, Starlink boasts a constellation of nearly 6,000 satellites and beaming internet access to 2.7 million subscribers across 75 countries. Brightline West broke ground on the United States' first ever high-speed rail project, which when completed will connect Las Vegas to Southern California. More than 600 people attended the groundbreaking ceremony, including union representative workers, government officials, and other supporters. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, along with Brightline founder Wes Adens, was among those in attendance. Brightline will now go to work on a 218-mile, zero-carbon emissions rail system with fully electric trains that can travel up to 200 miles per hour. The railroad will run along I-15 and connect two of the nation's most popular tourist destinations, Las Vegas and Los Angeles, in a train ride that will take half the time as driving. The project is supported by a $3 billion award that was funded from President Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure bill. The remainder of the project is being privately funded. Now in news that impacts the travel industry. Online travel agencies based in the United States maintained double-digit year-over-year gains in 2023, passing the $100 billion mark for the first time. According to Focusrite's latest research on the segment, U.S. online travel agency market report, strong travel demand and high prices lifted all segments, especially hotel. It was also a year where the nation's largest OTA, Expedia, slightly decelerated as it established a new platform to consolidate all its brands. Still, demand was enough to enable Expedia, Booking, and other brands, Travelocity, Hotels.com, and Priceline, to outperform the market and maintain their 21% share of U.S. travel gross bookings. The International Airlines Group, IAG, posted a dramatic rise in profits for the year's first quarter, but noted that in its earnings report that business travel recovery continues to lag behind leisure. The parent company of British Airways, Iberia, Aer Lingus, and Vueling recorded an operating profit of 68 million euros in the 3 months ending on March 31st, up from 9 million for the same period in 2023, while revenue increased almost 10% year over year to 6.4 billion euros. The company also significantly reduced its after-tax loss to 4 million euros, down from 87 million posted in 2023. Passenger revenue for the quarter increased by almost 600 million euros, which is 11.5% year on year to 5.6 billion, driven largely by leisure demand. Hyatt Hotels business travel demand in 2024 has been encouraging, with system-wide first quarter revenue up in the sector by 6% year over year, with some segments even higher. This is according to the president and CEO. Global business travel transient revenue increased 6% in the quarter, with strength in both January and February, and he says that Hyatt saw similar trends in the U.S., a clear sign that business travel continues to recover. April system-wide transient was up 21% year-over-year, although that figure was inflated by shift of the Easter holiday from April last year to March this year. Hyatt's system-wide first quarter revenue per available room increased 5.5% year-over-year to $131.86, while average daily rate increased 2% to $202. The occupancy increased 2.5 percentage points to 65%. Let's get to the news of mergers and new partnerships. JetBlue and Etihad Airways will offer reciprocal loyalty benefits as part of its codeshare agreement. TrueBlue loyalty program members and Etihad guest members will be able to earn and redeem in the program of their choice when flying across the network of either airline. The partnership allows access between New York and Boston to Etihad's global network of more than 70 destinations and more than 40 destinations across JetBlue's network in the Americas. Etihad also announced that it has 5 new reciprocal interline partnerships: Cam Air in Afghanistan, Sky Express in Greece, Rex Airlines in Australia, Jeju Air in South Korea, and Myanmar Airways. The agreement allows customers of all airlines involved enhance connectivity to destinations across each other's networks, enabling customers who book the entire journey in a single ticket and have their baggage checked through to their final destination. UK-based ITG Business Travel has become the latest member of the Focus Travel Partnership Consortia. The travel management company said in a statement that the move marks a significant milestone as it aims to expand its footprint and enhance services with a focus on technology. The managing director of ITG parent company said that they're thrilled to join the TMC network, which was ranked among the top 10 in Europe in BTN's Europe's Leading TMC 2023 report. And now, news of new travel services and improvements. JetBlue will expand its premium Mint offering to several domestic routes and one route to Canada. JetBlue in the fall will also add flights between Puerto Rico and 6 new cities and add 2 additional Caribbean destinations. The Mint cabin will be added to daily flights between JFK and Vancouver. Mint will then be offered on daily flights between JFK and Puerto Rico, and in late October, Mint will be added to seasonal winter flights between Phoenix and Fort Lauderdale, Boston and New York, as well as flights between Fort Lauderdale and Las Vegas. Spirit Airlines is preparing shifts to its merchandising strategy that will be geared towards higher-end flyers. During the Budget Airlines Quarter 1 earnings call, the CEO declined to get specific, saying that the details won't be unveiled until August. But he did emphasize that Spirit must appeal to travelers that fall outside of its core discount base to adapt to evolving customer preferences and to reverse losses. He noted the company has already begun testing changes to its merchandising and pricing strategy in some market. Spirit had $1.2 billion in liquidity as of March 31st and is in a race to turn things around while negotiating refinancing of $1.1 billion in loyalty program-backed debt that will come due in September 2025 and another $500 million in convertible bonds that mature next May. IndiGo, India's preferred airline, has announced additional flights between Delhi and Thailand beginning on June 1st, 2024. Responding to the growing demand from business and leisure travelers, the airline is doubling its current frequency from 7 to 14 flights per week. With the advantage of visa-free entry to Thailand, these additional flights will boost trade, travel, and tourism between the two nations. IndiGo has increased frequency of direct connectivity between Thailand and Delhi, along with seamless connections to other destinations, including Bengaluru and Mumbai. And now in some technology news. Expense management company Expensify has added a new travel platform built on SpotNana's technology. The newly launched Expensify Travel enables customers to book content within Expensify alongside the servicing capabilities provided by the SpotNana platform, flight change management, cancellations, and unused ticket credits, as well as travel management capabilities. The early release makes those capabilities available in Expensify's web and mobile apps. Starting next week, the company will begin rolling it out to their customers on its new Expensify app, its recently launched chat-based super app. SpotNana has been providing the technology to a number of travel platforms launched over the past few years, including mid-market focused payment and expense management provider Center, which, like SpotNana, was launched in part with the help of Steve Singh. SpotNana also powered the launch of travel and booking services by Brex. Ground transportation provider HQ has integrated with American Express to enable U.S. business and corporate card clients to create virtual cards in the HQ Summit Ground platform. The integration via American Express Sync Commercial Partner Program lets Amex customers create virtual cards for employees and guest travelers to pay for rides. Clients can add controls such as spending limits and expiration dates and view transaction data within their platform. Large customers can also create multi-use cards in the Summit Ground platform for use in projects or other situations needing a group of rides. Delta Airlines has announced its most comprehensive app update since 2019. Along with more features, functionality, and shopping experiences, the app is packed with improvements to help customers save time, explore new destinations, and manage their travel even when the unexpected happens. This includes an all-new Help Center view, always available access to boarding information and connectivity with the airline's virtual assistant. In the summer of 2024, customers will also be able to utilize their Delta SkyMiles credentials from their Fly Delta app to seamlessly connect to Delta Sync Wi-Fi onboard. According to Delta, from work to destination, 85% of Delta SkyMiles members rely on Delta's app when traveling. With more than 1 billion unique app engagements in 2023, the updates coming to Fly Delta have an opportunity to create even more meaningful, connected, and elevated moments as customers embark on their summer travel plans. With that, thank you for joining us, and I would like to ask you to tune in again next week on Monday morning to get your weekly update. We hope that you will make this a regular part of your week and listen in while you're on the move or sitting back and sipping your coffee. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Business Travel 360 on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Pandora. Be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know so that they can also benefit from getting to know more about what's up in business travel. You can always find more information on businesstravel360.com. Have a great day and travel well.